take your souls to the polls.
These Trump shoes, there is a occult alchemical situation happening as we're going into this election year, and the souls of the shoe, right? You're bringing the souls to the magnetic poles, to the elections, and the electrons is where a body of billions of electrons bring in our voltage, the vote, to the polls. This is the occult spell casting of the system we live in. If you get charged with battery, you get put in a cell.
To go out and vote, right? We have to go out and vote.
Will that translate into them going out and voting for Donald Trump?
The great work. These are to make America great shoes. And the color coding of it, gold.
Take your souls to the polls.
You got five pentagrams and a five-pointed star. The five elements. The fifth element, like the movie, is the ether. The Air Force Ones, right? The air. And it's interesting that he just sold his Ethereum, the ether.
The pentagram, pentatop. And allegedly what it is, it's a sort of technology of projecting things outward into reality, which, right, the fifth element is the ether, the essence. Some people would say it's the soul. What do shoes have? They have souls. The achievement of the Philosopher's Stone, it's the ultimate taboo. What do you need to create and finish the Philosopher's Stone, the red stone, if you will? Well, you need what? You need human lives, right? You need souls to create the magnum opus. And so the red hat, the red shoes.
It's the Ouroboros.
Do these have any resemblance to Marty McFly's shoes? The Aramag sneaker kind of reminds me of that, because there's a Trump character in that series too, the Back to the Future.
Absolutely. The 88 connection and the T on the shoe could be for titanium, is the periodic element.
Well, you have Titan in that too, and we covered the Titan submarine explosion. The new Oreos that we believe were coming out, and how it has something to do with the solar eclipse coming up in April.
April 8th is the eclipse. Then April 12th, the new Civil War movie, and then the new Taylor Swift album. And then we go into the burning rituals of Waco or Oklahoma City.
April 18 is 418, Abraxas, Abrahadabra, allegedly the day that Crowley came into contact with Iowas. The Civil War began April 12, 1861. They're coming out with that movie on the same day that the actual Civil War kicked off.
This is sort of how the hypnosis works with spell casting in different words. The new Oreo flavor is coming out April, and that's interesting because it's called the blackout cake. The blackout, that's what they're preparing us for with Mountain Dew's Pitch Black and the Devil's Comet. In the Mountain Dew Pitch Black, there's a devil comet in it, which will be happening around this time of the eclipse.
So let's stay here real quick, Donna, because that Civil War movie is created by A24 Films. We can tie this into the idea of alternate realms, alternate dimensions, the plus ultra, if you will, above and beyond type of thing, where you have the pictures of Trump. And I know we covered him being the mimetic occultist that we talked about in mimetic occultism. So there you have, at the Mar-a-Lago, if you focus on the back there, he has those tiles that say plus ultra. This is indicative of this plus ultra representation of this philosophical kingdom, right? The Francis Bacon, New Atlantis type of thing. Alchemy, you destroy one universe, one reality, and step into a new one, plus ultra, above and beyond type of thing. Oh. You get what I'm saying? And this is coming from a more metaphysical perspective.
The 9/11, which is the Hercules pillars, it's him holding money.
Yeah.
And there's the pillar dollar, the peso.
There you go. If we look at the mimetic, we're talking about Hermes Trismegistus, alchemy, the reddening, gold, all these things, the projection of society, of humanity into a new era, right? If that is symbolic or literal, you have Melania Trump with her Hermes collection meme. Apparently she is a fanatic of Hermes Birkin bags, and she's a meme because of that. So we have the Hermes connection.
Very, very interesting. And this Hermes connection connects back to the shoe, as Hermes has the shoe and the hat. His penthouse is dedicated to Apollo. So this isn't far-fetched to go into the symbolism for anyone who doesn't believe in symbolism.
Mercury is the messenger between realms. So, and Mercury is one of the main elements that is used, one of the main substances that is used in alchemy.
So Mercury is Hermes?
Yeah, Mercury, Hermes, they attributed them to the same.
So Mercury is, for anyone, this is where we get merchant, god of financial gain, commerce, money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gold being an electric conductor for computers. People are sort of turning into cyborgs now, bringing the soul to the pole, in the gold being a conductor of the electricity. I feel like there's definitely some sort of alchemy happening on these ley lines. Here's the ley lines all over America. Everything is placed that's in place. Even shamans are going to get arrested and put in a cell. The charge the ley lines. That's why
100%
got people charging certain ley lines for this big election year coming up.